There's absolutely no conflict, and the precedent has been set, and along with the idea that the AG ruling that actually goes back to the 80s.
And
actually goes back to LBJ's war on poverty, if anybody knows about that stuff. This is where community action was actually created. And so they had a ruling on it way back in the 80s.
And so, there are really two issues here, I think. Equal conflict, conflict of interest, which Nick and I do not believe there is. But with respect to any official ethics determination, which is a separate issue, we're not permitted to make those determinations. We would refer that to the appropriate ethics bodies, preferably So I just want to make sure everyone knows I'm not permitted to make an ethical conclusion. That's just not really
right. Yeah, sure. Right. You can't do that.
I'm not allowed. In fact, I can get in trouble.
All right. Any other questions?
Yeah, that was my concern with the ethical appearance of it. The appearance of it, right. So I thought like I had satisfied my, concern if I was getting an opinion from yourself and Nick. I think there was another opinion even offered. Even Kyle had offered an opinion,
right.
But this is not an ethical level.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So my name is no longer on the resolution, so that's good. Okay.
So wait, let me just catch up here. So basically, there's no legal ethical opinion.
Right.
But there might be.
No. He's not giving any ethical opinion.
Okay.
I'm not permitted. There's no legal conflict that I see.
There's no legal conflict.
But there, with regard to anything that relates to our ethics laws or the public officer laws, I'm not allowed to make that conclusion.
Just we have a committee.
Correct.
Okay. And so where does that leave us?
Well, that leaves us at, my take on it is we've been doing this forever. And not only that, but the county executive puts people on boards. In fact, Adele was on boards. There was a number of other governors people on boards. I mean, it would, if we turn around and say we can't do this, I mean, it would open up an unbelievable can of worms. And as they pointed out, the AG's office said that there was there's nothing legally wrong with it. No. But my take on it is I'd entertain a motion to accept the resolution.
On the motion.
Okay. Any other statements on it?
I agree that looking at it on the surface is looking, but I also understand that the structure of the board itself would cause a problem no matter who you put on, because someone must serve on the legislature.
Right, but not only that, if you think about this, when you go into the idea of money being given to these organizations as, wouldn't you want oversight?
Well, it's incumbent upon us to remember to recuse ourselves.
I mean, that's the key right there.
I think that's
right.
What we have to remind one another is that...
Well, I don't know. You know what? I can tell you that that's up to you.
Okay.
You know, that's an individual decision for people if they want to recuse them, if they feel that they should recuse themselves and they should do it. But I've seen, over the years, I've been here for 24 years, and I've seen people recuse themselves. And I've seen people that didn't refuse themselves, and there's never been it's sort of like it's your own decision. You have to make that decision yourself if you want to refuse yourself.
Yeah.
Now, this is not so black and white, if you work for the college, and then we're giving money to the college, then
right.
You know,
that's a financial gain.
It's a financial gain. Right. He had no financial gain. He serves on the YMCA board, right? And he technically, according to them, he would be wrong by serving on that board or something. Because they get money from the youth programs, and it would just go on and on and on and on. I mean, that's what county legislators do. That's what the whole thing didn't do, right? They serve on these types of boards, standard volunteer boards, they volunteer the time. So, I mean, when Chantriel brought it up, that was the first time it's been ever anybody's ever said anything about it.
Right.
So, I mean, so anyway, it's been,
We've done due diligence, at least. We've contacted the AG. We have a statement here that it's not a legal conflict.
Not a legal conflict, but I'm not permitted to enter into any
conclusions.
For the record.
Yeah.
No.
An ethics decision would come from the committee.
Correct.
And that decision, the way that they regulate us is not necessarily by law, but by our rules and traditions and practices. Is that correct?
They issue an advisory. They issue an tantamount to an advisory. They're not a court of law. They'll give you a recommendation. So if you're our finder, you feel like there is a potential violation, or at least an appearance of a violation of the law.
Okay, so just tell me, follow this through. Let's just for a moment, for argument's sake, and we went to the Ethics Commission, and the Ethics Commission said, here's our advisory opinion.
Don't take it.
You shouldn't have done it. Let's just say.
Right.
What is the legal consequence?
Someone can file a complaint.
And then that complaint would go to where?
The Ethics Board, first.
I'm trying to figure out, what is the end result of being found to be in violation of ethics? You can be expunged from the body. Not that
sure.
I don't mean to, I'm just curious. Right, okay.
Worst case scenario.
Worst case. So
you're no one's accepting money. It's not like an egregious case. Someone, you know, double dipping accepting money properly.
So the worst case scenario is you can get expunged from the you couldn't be held legally accountable.
Yeah, nobody's going to charge
you or
you.
Right. No, I'm just curious, because you're making this distinction between what the ethics board, a legal distinction,
right.
And
there's no legal conflict that I see.
Yeah,
the worst conclusion is publishing.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify. I'm not suggesting it would get to that level.
Right. By the way, I don't think it's ever been. There's not going to be any complaints, to be honest with you. You know, if she dealt with the county attorney, she doesn't want to even have anything to do with it.
She says, file it with the ethics board.
Good morning,
right. Well, nothing's fair enough to file a couple of complaints. It's just we have a track record of having done it.
All right, so can we have a vote on this? All those in favor?
Aye.
Do you mind if I go to another meeting?
No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm a no.
You're a no? We're ready for the vote.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Right. You're a yes. Well, how do you even know? You might want to. What?
I don't know.
Are you? Yes. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Thank you. Where are you actually going to be able to with the time
frame?
Didn't start yet, maybe?
Well, on Tuesdays, I'm okay. I should get back in time. Oh, my goodness.
I'll make that
motion. Mary is here,
by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in favor of your name.
Hi.